My name is Autumn Kretschmar. I am 14 years old. Today is November 27th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Berenice Kretschmar, who is my mother. We are recording this in San Antonio, Texas. How old are you?
38.
Where are you from?
Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua.
How old were you when you and your family moved to the United States?
2 years old, I believe.
Do you remember the first time you heard of who was running for president?
No.
Did you have an idea of who you might vote for in the beginning?
The beginning, this last election?
Yes.
Yes.
Who?
Hillary Clinton.
Were you surprised at who made it to the final stages of the elections?
Yes, I was.
Who did you end up voting for?
Hillary Clinton.
Was it a difficult decision to make?
No. Well, I guess I was kind of on the fence, but I had to go with the best of both evils.
Why? Why are you on the fence?
Because of everything that is brought out to light on each candidate, and I just went with the little knowledge that I did have. Unfortunately, I didn't have the time, or took the time I should have to do my own homework, to have a more educated, you know, knowledge and background on my vote.
What was your reaction to Donald Trump becoming president?
I was kind of devastated.
Why?
Because I've seen what he's done for his personal life. And if he didn't care enough to take care of his personal life in a manner that someone, you know, should, how is he going to try to care for a country?
Was there anything you were at all optimistic about his presidency?
The only thing, and it was just, again, this was, you know, hearsay, but at first I had a little light of positivity-ness, and I'm sorry, I was just a little light of hope when I knew he was a Christian, but he crushed that really quickly.
How?
Just by his actions and the things that he's done and how he's gone back against the word. And at the same time, you have to, like, or at least I step back and I remember that we are both humans and, you know, we're going to make mistakes. But just that carelessness, like, he doesn't care about anything or anyone or how it affects anyone, but just continue to crush my little hope.
Your positivity-ness.
Yes.
What were you most worried about him becoming president?
One?
Multiple. Your biggest fears. Pull out your scroll.
Yes, I have a scroll. So one is our women in this country. As a female, we already have it hard. You know, we already have a lot of things against us, a lot of boundaries set up, and, you know, just a lot of obstacles against us. And just the way he has done things, like, I think it has encouraged them to, the few steps that we took forward with our history, like, we've regressed 10 more steps, you know. And also, just all this hate, like, one minute, you know, it's like he's for everybody, the next minute he's, like, bashing people, and it's just too much. And the last, I mean, I guess it goes just back to what I was saying, how he doesn't take care of himself, like our finances. I mean, they talk about our debt, but look at the situation we're in, and he was only in office a month, and we were in the hole even worse than God knows how many other presidents. So, those are my three major.
Has he done anything so far that you were hoping or worried that he might in his position as president?
That I was hoping he would?
Either hoping or you were worried that he would. Positive or negative?
The negative was... I'm so sorry to be negative Nancy here, but... Just mouthing off to see... or to prove that he's the bigger man against other countries that have a big-headed man like him also, and trying to prove that he's the bigger man out of them, like, just making those situations harder for us to even cope with when we could have probably been closer to, maybe not world peace between us and North Korea or other countries, but maybe just a little bit more, you know,
calmness.
Yeah, just a little bit of, I don't know, peace, or just a little bit of serenity in there, just a little bit. I just feel like he has completely just cleared out that space, that possibility.
You wanted a little time out of the who's got the bigger balls contest?
Yeah, pretty much.
Anything you hoped he would do that he has? Is it just...
I can't think of anything he's done, unfortunately, that I hoped for.
How do you think his election has affected our country in both positive and negative ways, if you can think of any?
Negative, I mean, again, hate being negative Nancy, but just the division in every aspect possible, like every aspect, he has just encouraged it so much and just fueled it so much that just with that, like, I'm so blinded with all that, unfortunately, that I can't see any positive that he's done for us.
At all. How about the effect he's had on other countries as our president?
Back to being negative Nancy.
Mexican negative Nancy.
I don't think that... I'll be negative Ninfa. For Mexican, I'm just kidding. No, but I don't think there's any positive, unfortunately. I just think that now we're just looking more ignorant than we ever have before. And they're seeing that we're fearful of our own so-called leader. So those people that are leading those countries feel like they have an upper hand because they know that we probably won't be backing him up. And at the same time, their people in their countries are also fearful of his madness. So I just can't see any positive. And that's why I just, sad to say, it keeps me from wanting to even know anything about politics when it's this bad. I'd rather just go out there and be part of the voice, be part of doing good and not allowing the negative news and all that nonsense continue to lead my wanting to do better and getting rid of my, what is it called, stinking thinking or whatever they call it.
I don't know anyone who calls it that.
Yes. You know, in church they talk about how stop your funky thinking, whatever.
It's probably asleep at that time.
But just to, you know, do what's right instead of focus on what's bad. And hopefully you just spread that goodness to somebody else.
Did you take the ending of DACA to heart?
It made me sad because of, yes, I'm sorry, yes.
No, explain.
It made me sad because, and I just for my people, but for anybody that's in that situation or similar, because a lot of people that strive to come to you, to the U.S. is for better. I'm not saying that some are not here for bad, because we're all human again, and we all have our good, and we all have our bad, no matter what color, race, ethnicity we are, but it hurt me, and it made me sad for the people that came and have worked so hard and have done so much for themselves and for the country, and then to be caught up in that situation.
Would you say you're one of the people who don't consider Trump your president?
No, because unfortunately, as negative Nancy I'm being, I still have to pray for him. And I still have to ask God to give me grace for him and give me understanding for him and to bless him and help him lead us, no matter how many tribulations he might bring us. So I cannot say he's not my president, even though I might not like him, but the right thing to do is to still pray for our leaders, no matter who they are, what they are, or what they're doing or not doing for it.
How do you think the people of the U.S. and or the people of the world could help fix the damage he's done?
I think if we start uniting at all times, not against him, but being more positive, not letting his negativity, outshine anything good that's going on, and actually be more supportive of each other. If you see somebody fall, go over and pick them up. Don't walk around like if it's just some bug, or, you know, or step on them and just keep going as if nobody mattered. I think if we act the way we act, and unite the way we unite in a tragic situation, I think we could do so much healing in our country and all throughout the world.
What do you think will be the turnout and, like, the legacy he leaves after his first term, I should say?
I think we're just going to be, I really think we're just going to be in desperation. We're going to be so desperate to vote him out and just vote somebody in that I'm afraid that we're going to be so desperate that we might end up getting a worse person then, because we're just going to be so grateful just to get him out, and we're not going to, like, have that clear vision.
Do you think there's a possibility of a second term?
Oh, I pray not. I know I'm supposed to pray for him, but I pray not. I'm like, Jesus, please. Please tell him no.
Is there anything you would change in the way you handle future election voting?
Yes. Be more knowledgeable. Be more knowledgeable, and because I think, like, I even told you when I went to go vote, if I would have been more attentive to all my options, I wouldn't have even voted for Hillary. I would have gone for a different party, but it wouldn't have been Trump. Yeah. But I didn't do my homework, and I think this is a lesson learned.
A big lesson.
And I think that I'm not the only one that feels that way. I feel like a lot of people that figured nobody's me crazy enough to vote for him and so they didn't even bother to vote. I think this is like a slap in the face for all of us to get it together and do what we're supposed to do and do our diligence as our right is to vote. So I really think that it's an eye-opener for everybody that's dealing with a lot of stuff associated to this election, even his own party, you know?
Do you think your being educated and voting for the Green Party would have actually made a difference in the turnout, though?
I don't know if it would have made a difference if it was just me, myself, and I, but I think if I would have been more involved, I could have probably, like, talked to people and encouraged them to be more educated for a possibility of maybe getting the Green Party in there, and I'm praying that they would have been the better choice out of Hillary and Trump. But I mean, if I was more educated, I think I would have been also more motivated to, you know, talk to others and let them know what's going on in case they're just as lost as I was.
Finally, do you have any advice for future voters and or presidential candidates / successors?
Voters, do your homework. I know we always said in school, who needs that? I'm not going to need it in real life. You do need it, no matter how painful it might be in school. No matter how painful it might be, especially math, but you do need it. I mean, just take it as a stride and just be responsible, because your vote does count. I know a lot of people say, oh, it's the electoral and blah, 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 blah.
Electoral.
Yeah, and you still might have a little grain of rice of, you know, make a difference. You might be that little grain of rice that just makes the pot boil and go in the right direction. So just get educated. And I pray that all the other candidates that...
In the future.
Yes. The future candidates. I just pray that they know God and they follow Him and with Him they plan to leave this country and not lose sight and become selfish and be careless, because they not lose sight as it's just people, but lose sight that they're actually human beings and start realizing it. Like, these are people, like actual human beings, and care and think like, okay, these could be my cousins or my family in some way or form, and hopefully take it a little bit more personal to, you know, attempt to be better than what they strive to be originally.